On behalf of the three sponsoring groups, I welcome you to this evening's forum, The Politics of Anti-Semitism, asking the question, is criticism of Israel anti-Semitic? We hope for a frank, open, and respectful discussion. The three groups who have organized tonight's event do so as self-respecting in their support for Palestinian human rights and in their opposition to anti-Semitism. The Canada-Palestine Support Network, CanPalNet, works to build a cross-country solidarity movement with the Palestinian people to join in this international movement just as Canadians organized to end South African apartheid. A key goal is to create a cry for the Canadian government to demand the implementation of international law and United Nations resolutions regarding Israel and Palestine. Jews for a Just Peace is an organization of Vancouver Jews whose purpose is to build support in our community for a fair and just solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. They are allied with similar Jewish, Palestinian, and other groups, both within and outside Israel and the occupied territories, working in solidarity toward peace. The Trade Union Committee for Justice in the Middle East is an organization of trade unionists who share a deep concern about the situation in the Middle East. TACMI calls for, amongst other things, the pursuit of peace based on equality between Israelis and Palestinians, which respects international law and abides by United Nations resolutions with a goal to achieving a lasting just settlement in the region. They also have a particular focus on workers' rights in the occupied territories. And all three groups have information tables, so please do, when you have a moment, stop by to get more information. And I would now like to take a few moments to introduce our chair for this evening's forum. Dr. Birgit Reim has an undergraduate degree in history, a master's in public health and epidemiology, and a master's and doctorate in psychology. She is a visiting professor and research associate at the University of British Columbia. Dr. Reim's research has been connected to issues of oppression. She is currently researching the effects of discrimination and social inequality on First Nations health, particularly maternal and child health. Dr. Reim was raised by anti-fascists shortly after Hitler's election in 1933. Her grandfather, a member of the Communist Party, was deported. He spent 6 years in a concentration camp for his active resistance to Nazism. And as an important note to this evening's discussion, her grandfather received compensatory benefits from the German state, while others who suffered similar fates, Roma, homosexuals, and prostitutes, for example, did not. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Birgit Reim.
Thanks very much for this warm welcome. And Erica also explained why I'm going to have an accent tonight. And dear guests, welcome to the meeting tonight, and thanks very much for showing up here. What? You can't hear me? And now?
You need to get closer to the mic.
Okay. So, welcome to the meeting tonight, and thanks very much for showing up. And according to our schedule tonight, after my very brief introduction of our speaker, Dr. Finkelstein will speak for about 1 hour and 15 minutes. And after that, we'll have a short break for announcements, and people can just gather their thoughts around before we start the question and answer period. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to introduce our guest. Our speaker today is Dr. Norman Finkelstein. He was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1953. Dr. Finkelstein received his doctorate from the Department of Politics at Princeton University for a thesis on the theory of Zionism. Currently, he teaches political science at DePaul University in Chicago. To date, Dr. Finkelstein is the author of 4 books. First, Image and Reality of the Israel-Palestine Conflict, published by Verso in 95, and The Rise and Fall of Palestine, published by the University of Minnesota in 96. In 98, together with Ruth Bettina Byrne, who is chief historian of the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity section of the Canadian Department of Justice, he published A Nation on Trial, The Goldhagen Thesis and Historical Truth. And finally, in 2000, he published The Holocaust Industry, Reflections on the Exploitation of Jewish Suffering. Furthermore, his writings have appeared in prestigious journals such as the London Review of Books, Index on Censorship, and Christian Science Monitor. His work has been translated into 32 languages and is discussed around the world. His first book, Dr. Finkelstein, dedicated to his parents, who both survived Nazi concentration camps in Poland, in Auschwitz and Majdanek. Dr. Finkelstein belongs to the minority of Jewish authors and activists who openly oppose Israeli state policies. He is a constant reminder of the fact that Nazi terror was not restricted to Jews, but that also millions of victims that mostly are just mentioned as others, such as Roma people or the handicapped, had the same fate. Also, he does not accept the claim of the uniqueness of the Nazi Holocaust and encourages his readers to consider, for example, the crimes of Americans and Canadians against First Nations and blacks. He has been attacked by Jewish mainstream organizations for his critique of the franchising and capitalizing of the Holocaust. However, among others, the well-respected Jewish historian Raoul Hilberg and Noam Chomsky support his conclusions. I had the chance today to meet Dr. Finkelstein earlier, and I was most impressed by the fact that he remains completely unintimidated by big names. On whatever political side they may be, he feels free to criticize them. Checking his homepage, I was shocked, although not surprised, to hear that a German TV station in 2001 removed a documentary film on his work from the program, but after harsh critique of influential newspapers, a revised version of the film was broadcasted. The station said the show might trigger unintended effects, indicating it was worried that it might be seen as encouraging extreme right views in Germany. The question whether critique towards Israel's current government might have unintended effects as well is what we will discuss today. The title of Dr. Finkelstein's lecture today is Israel and Palestine, Real and Fabricated Disagreements. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Norman Finkelstein.